You're listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast with your host, Brandon Suba.
Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Regional Growth and Education Director for BNI Heartland. And with me today, I have local for us here, Area Director, Social Media Specialist, Ray Hughes. Ray, how are you today?
Brandon, I'm doing great. It's a beautiful day at Subaville Studios. The sun is shining and I couldn't be any happier.
All right, so our topic today is based upon something that Ray and I both heard at a chapter. Was it Purpose and Overview? Yeah, it was the Purpose and Overview.
Absolutely.
Right? So a member stood up and she shared the Purpose and Overview, and she talked about BNI being like a fast pass at an amusement park. Ray, are you familiar with the Fast Pass?
I'm kind of familiar with it. I'm not the biggest amusement park junkie there is in the whole wide world, but my understanding is it's a way just to kind of skip to the head of line. You buy the Super Express package ticket or something like that, and you get to the front of the line, right?
Right. And there's so I am more of a park junkie, I guess. Also, water parks. I like them all. Maybe I go to one a year for the most part, but now they have a separate line that's a fast pass line and they get to cut in front of you. I've seen everything from a card, you got like six punches, to the you're just good to go wherever, whenever. So, you know, go have fun with it. So there's a lot of different kinds. And then there's packages you can buy that include them too. And we'll probably dig into that a little bit later. Yeah, we will dig into that a little bit later. So the FastPass concept of you, if you've never experienced, it just gets you to the front of the line.
Absolutely.
You don't have to wait in line. So when you think about that with BNI terms, though, it's kind of like you don't have to wait for the business as long, right?
Well, it kind of gives you a little bit of cut in line, as it were. And when you're talking to people about how being top of mind really is what it is about. It's being top of mind is like being front of the line. When somebody, you're talking with them and they're saying, look, I really need to have this done around my house, or I really have a need for something like this in my life. And they don't necessarily know the person or the resource, or maybe it's more specific. Maybe it's, I need this done at my house. Do you know somebody who does this? Whatever that phrase may be, that trigger goes off. Because of the connections we have in BNI, there's a good chance we know somebody, or at least know somebody that knows somebody, pretty quickly to get them there. And having those people top of mind when people talk to you about it, it makes an impression, and it kind of gives you that cut in line when they're looking for somebody, when you've got that personal recommendation of somebody that you know and trust.
Well, we talked about on a podcast the three different types of referral givers, and I feel a promoter who can hear for those triggers can make that referral happen based upon just one sentence. If you're not top of mind, you're not really setting your members up to be that promoter because they don't have the information. They're not able to have you top of mind just to how well you've educated them. So I really think the FastPass concept goes very in line with how you are as that referral giver, or how you're educating your fellow members as that referral giver, because, and I wrote this, to be top of mind is to be in the front of the line.
It is. It's exactly like getting cuts. It's that person that's standing right in front. Top of mind is exactly front of the line.
And I think, too, with a BNI membership or with your fellow BNI members, it's not just, I saw the Facebook post and somebody wants a painter. So, you know, usually you see, I don't know, 10, 15 comments, mm-hmm. different painters. Sometimes there's repeats. I like to support any BNI members that I see on the repeats, too. But then I'll put mine in the hat. I like to reach out personally. I think you get a better result that way. But once again, it's not just, hey, I use this person, or this person did great, or something like that. It's testimonials. It's the accountability. It's I see them every week. They volunteer at this place. You know so much more about them that you're more likely going to get that referral opportunity too. Once again, front of the line.
Yeah, and it's all about the whole visibility, credibility, profitability thing, right? Mm-hmm. And there's a tie into that too. If you're on that fast pass and you're top of mind, that also is going to lead maybe to your business growing faster, mm-hmm. a little bit faster maybe than you expect sometimes with the fast pass that BNI is giving you. It's almost like your whole business gets an extra cut in the line amongst your competitors just because of something like that. You can see growth in your business as well.
Right. So we're talking a lot of having people come to your house, here's what your complaints are, things like that. We came up with the trades is probably what we see this most common on the quick side in BNI, right?
Probably for some of the fastest growth, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm sure it can happen with other industries. But I think with the trades, it's just a service that you need most of the time more than want. And that's what allows you to be top of mind, front of the line and all that good stuff too. So I know it's very effective in the trades. Ray, can you think of any other businesses that you think this would apply for? I mean, it applies for all of them in its own little way, but is there another business that you think?
I've seen a lot of different things as far as for maybe like entertainment, like caterers or photographers, things like that also can get a good benefit from these types of connections as well, because you want somebody that you know and can trust to get it right the first time. Mm-hmm. On those types of things, you don't want to invest and do that twice either. And while the need maybe doesn't come up as often for those, when you have that need, you need somebody that you can trust. And that's another one that I would say would be another good area for that as well.
Yeah, that's a good call. Okay, so then, and this was Ray's contribution. Well, he contributes a lot, but he contributes a lot. But this was his. They're not free, right?
I remember the last time I went to amusement park, we kind of hemmed and hawed at the whole fast pass concept because we're like, time is money. I understand that, but mm-hmm. they want a little bit of money for this. This was one of the larger amusement parks out there in another city in a fabulous, more warm locale. We'll just leave it at that. And the fast pass was rather expensive, but we decided it was worth the investment. And it is an investment to buy the fast pass, but the time that it saved us in line at certain places was certainly worth it. If I had to wait 2 or 3 hours for something as opposed to 25, 45 minutes even, it was certainly worth it.
So the lines were still long, even on the fast pass.
Sometimes they were a little bit longer on the high demand ones, but it was a lot shorter than it would have been otherwise.
Right. I see that with pre-check, because we have pre-check and we travel enough that's worth it.
That's another podcast somewhere, Brandon.
Well, I can't remember what airport it was, but there were like 3 security checks and everybody just went to the first one. So the pre-check line was longer than the regular line. But then when we went to the second security check, it was normal, which was good. Okay, so we need to invest into this. Obviously, there's an investment you make in B&I on time and financial. We're not talking about the financial investment because that's the same for everybody and it won't dictate your results. What are some of the investments, Ray, that we can do to invest to get a better FastPass?
So, yeah, if you want to think of it, there could be levels of FastPass. Mm-hmm. I have not experienced this in any of the parks I've been to, but you were kind of telling me this is a thing where a certain level of FastPass at some parks will get you this, other levels will get you even quicker or faster or higher up in the front of the line.
Yeah, they're making packages. I saw it at a water park.
So anyway, yeah, think about the level of investment that you put in your B&I membership as the amount of investment and how fast of a pass you're getting. The more one-to-ones you do, the more time you spend educating your fellow members, whichever way it is, whether it's just through those weekly presentations you do or those one-to-ones, whatever it is, that amount of time that you invest with them to educate them on what it is that you're looking for, the more you invest in that, the faster your pass will be.
I would also say the more referrals you give, the faster your pass would be.
Ooh, that's another way.
In the light of giver's gain, right? So there's an opportunity there. And then, of course, your involvement, your visibility. If you buy a fast pass, put it in your pocket and forget about it, it's not going to do you any good, right?
Boy, that would be about the craziest investment you can make.
Well, I'd love to say I've never seen somebody invest in B&I and not show up, but I have seen that, and it makes me sad. Because you know they miss the opportunity, really. That's what makes me sad about it. But once again, if you're going to invest into B&I and you want to have this fast pass, be at your meeting, be at the social events, do what you got to do to get that extra visibility on there. Because this, in essence, it's being top of mind, and everything you can do to be top of mind just makes your fast pass that much better.
I think that's a great place to close it, Brandon.
All right. Well, if you like this podcast, please subscribe, share, and leave us a review. And if there's anything you'd ever like us to cover, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com, and we will do our best to cover that in the future. So, Ray, when are we going to this next amusement park with our fast pass?
That's a good question. It's maybe not the best season for that, but we'll figure something out.
That's true. We can go to one of those indoor water parks, but I know you don't like water as much as I do. And for everybody else, I look forward to talking to you on a future podcast.
Thank you for listening to the official B&I Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.